Blog Talk Radio.
As black women, we deal with it. The whole thing about, do you show up with your natural hair? You know? Braids, y'all. You know, but you know, as First Lady, I did not wear braids.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Thank you.
Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
As we close in on, well, towards 1,000 live, three-hour episodes of this very Hair Radio Morning Show broadcast. I have to say, when I created the Hair Radio Morning Show, which was designed to be kind of like a Steve Harvey-ish radio, you know, Tom Joyner type radio show, I really had no idea that it would go on and on and on quite this long. It was back in probably about 2014 when I first had the idea to take the Hair Radio Show, which had already broadcast on terrestrial AM and FM radio, as well as its own internet channel in the early 2000s. And I wanted to bring it back, as I had, but it had been on other platforms. So I brought it to Blog Talk and decided that it would be something I would try. And I really fell in love with the idea of being able to do a morning show for 3 hours each day, kind of like what I grew up on in Philadelphia, listening with my whole family to the Mary Mason radio show each morning. And that's what I wanted to give, a version of that, in which we could have fun each morning. It would be early. We're talking 6 o'clock in the morning, New York time. Very, very early in the morning. Still dark outside. It was freezing cold when I started the program. And but that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to help everybody wake up and have something positive and fun and, you know, connected. Somebody's on with you live going through life each morning. And that's what I wanted to be. And that's what the show has represented, and what it means to so many folks who each morning, the first thing they do, they program our radio telephone number, our contact 516 number. Literally, they program it into their cell phones, and when they wake up each morning, as you guys know, we say wake up and be awesome. That's correct. We want you to wake up, hit that one programmed contact button on your cell phone. We know it's right there at your head. And literally connect with our live radio broadcast. It's been a great rewarding time each day to put this together for folks, Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. It's great. So we love it. We will continue to bring you the broadcast, God willing, and continue to improve it. And I'm excited. And that the reason that we get that question all the time, why so early in the morning? And again, it's just we want it to be a part of you creating your day. For the most part, you turn on your TV as soon as you wake up, and it's kind of a deluge of just, you know, real chaotic type stories and things that, to me, it doesn't lend itself to getting your day started in the most productive way. I think surrounding yourself with positive energy, folks who absolutely love that you have joined them, and listening to great music and sharing great stories, that's what the Hair Radio Morning Show is all about. It really is, and we couldn't have made it this far without you. our amazing fans. So I'm Carrie Hines, and we've gone this far. Let's keep it going. Try your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies. And we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
You are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Have a very, very special guest joining us today with a very, very important topic to discuss. Now, he's from the law firm of Beasley Allen, which is based out of Atlanta, although he comes to us via Atlanta. We're talking with Mr. Navan Ward, and we'd like to officially welcome you, Navan, to the show. Good morning, officially.
Good morning, and officially, thank you. Thank you, Carrie, for having me.
Absolutely. Now, we've got to just jump on in on this topic. It's one that we have been covering. Long before the NIH put out the findings from their study back at the end of last year, we had already been discussing this on and off unofficially for years. This has been something that folks have suspected in the community, in our community, and they have discussed it at the kitchen table perhaps, but it had never reached to having findings of the report just 100% or conclusively until I read this, what they had put out. So I want to start there a little bit. And what we're talking about is the use of chemical hair straighteners and how it seems to that there's this big link that has that apparently is caused for Black women who use these chemical straighteners at a much more alarming rate than other communities. So let's talk about this. Now, Nathan, how did your law firm get involved with all of this? How did this get on your radar at your firm?
Well, you know, you're right with regards to how they have this issue, hair relaxers, having some type of negative effect on those who use it. Of course, those who use it are predominantly African-American women or women who have Afro backgrounds. If you look at the start of it, look at the various different formations of it throughout the years, going from lye relaxers all the way to no relaxers, but still the preparation that our women have to go through, making sure they don't scratch their head before perms, how it burns, there's a cost to straightening their hair, relaxing curls in their hair that they go through many on at least every month, every 2 months, every 3 month time frame throughout a year. It certainly has been a suspicion that type of pain has to have some negative consequences. Didn't know necessarily, at least, coming from a household with a Black mother, sister, Black wife, Black aunts, multiple close friends and loved ones who are African-American females who have to go through that process. Never really thought or could imagine that some chemical you put in your hair could affect your uterus or your ovaries. But the thought was that, and the suspicion is that this can't necessarily be okay, so to speak. But it's become a form of life. It's become for many a necessity in order to be able to have the look that they want, or to be able to fit in, to be able to achieve whatever goals they may very well have to achieve. So so many of our women push forward and utilize these products over the years. And with that NIH study that you referenced, which showed for the first time with conclusive evidence that there is a very, very strong link to hair relaxer users and uterine cancer. And other studies that have also linked ovarian cancer to the use as well. It definitely was startling, and it's something that all of these beautiful women in my life, as well as the clients that I have the awesome responsibility and appreciation to represent, that's an issue that we're having to cope with and deal with. And for some who are already victims of this, and then some that now have the knowledge that it may very well cause these particular injuries, and how they have to move forward with it is something that that study certainly idea to many both victims and hopefully informing the public as they go forward in the best way possible to not be victims of this particular product as well. And so so when you talk about how our firm has gotten involved in it, you know, for the last 15 years plus, there's probably not been another firm in the country who has focused on a lot of cases, but in particular cases that dealt with females being the victims of whatever pharmaceutical drug, device, or cosmetic product, the injuries being a cancer to one of their organs, whether it's breast cancer, ovarian cancer, here both ovarian cancer and uterine cancer. We handled the most cases. We tried the most cases in litigation that dealt with that, whether it is hormone replacement therapy, where menopausal women took estrogen to deal with hormonal or menopausal symptoms, which resulted in breast cancer, whether it is talcum powder, baby powder litigation. We were the first to have the first four or five trials and verdicts that showed the world that Johnson & Johnson and the makers of baby powder and other companies that make baby powder, feminine hygiene products, showing that link to ovarian cancer. And now that we've been looking at, and now we're looking at the hair relaxer products and the link to ovarian and uterine cancer and directly. So since we've had that background, you know, we unfortunately saw a lot of clients that in the talcum powder, Johnson & Johnson baby powder context who had ovarian cancer or uterine cancer that didn't meet the scientific criteria for that to be a case, or that subset who also use hair relaxers, as we've been kind of looking at it leading up to the NIH study, you know, we found that there were quite a few.
We had the talcum powder litigation.
We had, you know, we represent thousands of those clients, and for the ones that didn't meet the criteria for that, for the science behind that litigation, we were astonished at how many African Americans were in that group, or minorities who used this product are in that group, and it was something where we could not.
This is
not help.
Not to interrupt you, it's just so disturbing on so many levels. I have to be really honest with you. It's really, it almost sometimes, I mean, you know, it's a lot for us to digest because I think in the community, and we're known, you know, we spend a lot of money on hair and beauty. We over-index in this area and the African-American community. So we're thinking that the products that we use are safe. This is what we are believing. And we're thinking the ingredients that go into those products are largely the same that would go into products that are made for, you know, Caucasian communities or other communities. And sometimes we're starting to find that they may be entirely different ingredients in some of these products, which may contribute to why we are seeing certain alarming rates of these cancers in women of color on a more predominant level. So this is something that really, you know, we're paying attention to now, Navan, and I'm just blown away that, and sadly that it's taken this long. Like I said, at the top of this, this is something we kind of have been, like, especially with the baby powder, we've heard that off and on over the years, and here we've heard murmurings and things like that. But this, to me, was definitive. And here's my only concern and issue with my own fellow colleagues in the hair industry, and that is that, listen, guys, I know you may have a horse in the race in this, and here's what I mean. You have these big manufacturers who I've known some of them here and there over the years. But here's the problem with that, some of the folks who speak on their behalf receive funds. And so that might kind of sadly, kind of put the hush on having these folks talk about this. I have literally seen with my own eyes where folks who, who may be pocketing funds, and I'm talking personally, this is me, Kerry Hines, not anybody from any firms or anything like that, but just me, and I have these colleagues who are receiving these funds, and sadly, so when they're talking about this, they're calling it mythical or calling it a myth. And to me, you're doing a great harm. No matter what you believe, I'd rather that you err on the side of, caution and not, it's disturbing to me personally. So this is why I wanted to. I saw you guys' commercial for Beasley Allen, and I had to get you guys on. I love how you lay it out on your site. I love the work that you guys are doing. And so this is why I wanted to have you on the show today, Nathan. So thank you very much for being here.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And, go right ahead, please. Nathan, please.
No, you go ahead.
Well, listen, I just wanted to just catch everybody up to speed. If you're just tuning in, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I am in Brooklyn, New York, but our guest today, he actually comes to us out of the Atlanta area, and he's with an incredible, incredible firm called Beasley Allen, which we're so proud. Like I said, when I saw the commercials that you guys have put out there and how you lay this out, where you really do explain the history of this, in terms of using these hair straightening, these chemical straighteners, I should say. It's just, and then you have to understand, folks, and it's hard for us to kind of, because there's so many legs to this, there's so many different levels to it. You also have to look at traditionally in this community and how we have, had to kind of, like you said, fit into society's standards where we have just one European standard of beauty pretty much. And there's nothing wrong with that, folks. Let me just officially say that. Our issue is usually that there are many standards of beauty, not just one. And so if we can pull that back, maybe we can kind of not have to deal with this outcome with, these studies and all of that, eventually that would just go away. And not so much the studies, but the actual cancer, and these awful, awful chemicals and things that are contributing to this. So we're going to stay on top of this. So, Nathan Ward, I just want to thank you, first of all, for being with us. Now,
no problem.
For one moment. Go right ahead, Nathan, because go right ahead.
Yeah, no problem. I did want to touch on something you mentioned earlier. You talked about, there are certain myths out there about hair products and for, white women, European descent women, the thought about how much, the assumption that they spend much more on hair products or cosmetic products or beauty products. And what people don't realize, and this is kind of astonishing, to me, but it certainly makes sense when you look at this litigation, you look at the issues that these women have had to deal with, you look at the overall picture of things, African-American spending accounts for as much as 22% of the $42 billion a year personal care product market in the U.S. alone. African-American consumers spend over $1 trillion a year, with a significant amount of that spending towards hair care products. And for instance, in just 2020, the global African-American hair care market was estimated at 2.5 billion with a hair relaxer market alone.
That's right.
718 million in 2021 with expectation of growth to 850 plus million dollars annually by 2028. And so, you know, that there certainly is a myth to think that, you know, African-American women and that community spend substantial amounts of money in this industry, which is one of the reasons why, unfortunately, we have seen and expect to see even more the corners that reflect the burying of head in the sand with regards to the negative effects that these women are unfortunately having to deal with. We're a responsible manufacturer should and would or be expected to do a lot better with warning and being able to remove that risk.
Absolutely. Do you, Navan, feel that there's been enough conversations about this already? Because here, I think that over at Hair Radio, I feel that we are not getting enough. I don't know if enough of this is getting out to folks about the seriousness of this and how pervasive this is. When I think about it, and I'll tell you why, since we've been talking about this report and so many of these things over, you know, the course of, as we move along in this year, we, you know, there's some who will say, oh, well, or just literally, you know, turn a deaf ear or whatever it is. You know, they just don't put it just doesn't seem like it's resonating as much as it should, in my opinion. What do you say to these folks about should they, you know, about taking it seriously or more seriously than it seems that they have?
Well, you know, you start off the show saying, hey, there's always been suspicion of a negative result from hair relaxers around the kitchen table, et cetera. People sometimes have a negative view on lawyers. You mentioned that Abby said very nice things about some of that you've seen from our firm. What lawsuits do is help drive that discussion. You know, and unless you are, you know, in the medical field, research medical field, when NIH studies come out or important studies come out to show an issue, that's not necessarily something that's going to be headline news. It's not going to be something that the normal person is going to know about or pick up. And as lawyers, particularly as plaintiff lawyers, it's our job to kind of be the gatekeepers of seeing what dangers are out there and holding those manufacturers who make bad products that hurt people responsible. And in doing so, we bring these lawsuits to hopefully drive that discussion, to hopefully inform people, whether they have a lawsuit or not. It makes you more aware of something that you would not otherwise have been aware of. So, you know, has there been discussion about it, you know, before the study came out? You know, not of any significance, only suspicions, and, you know, a lot of times suspicious of the things that you were talking about around the kitchen table. You know, probably, who knows if it's right or wrong. It certainly hasn't necessarily, some of those suspicions haven't come to fruition, so to speak, but this is an instance where where it has, in this instance, with the type of injuries where it has. And so I think it certainly will help continue the discussion. And of course, you drawing light and interviewing me and others and just continue discussion and others like you are also helping to inform people to drive that discussion and information in the right direction.
Absolutely. And I think this, like you said, this is just one of those spokes in the wheel on this subject, but we're going to keep shining the light on this. And I so appreciate the work that you guys have put out there, Beasley Allen. To me, this is you know, and it really affects our community quite a bit. And at this show, really, this is what we've been kind of talking about all this time. And I just, you know, so I thank you. And please pass this along to your colleagues there for, you know, helping again to these folks, you know, helping the folks who are dealing with this directly. And my heart goes out to these people who have been diagnosed with these cancers and related illnesses because of this. But I also appreciate the fact that you guys help their, you know, their members of their family who, because a lot of these folks may have lost their lives as a result of this. And so you help those family members too and their loved ones. And this is something that I have noted. And thank you for that. So, Nathan Ward, my goodness, thank you for coming to our show today. Now, I have to ask you because, you know, you when I saw your profile there, I said, oh, my gosh, I'm so proud of what you have accomplished there. And just being a professional, an attorney out there, helping the folks in our community, speaking to this and so many other things that, that you know, shine a light and help folks of color. I just want to ask you, so who, where did you get your inspiration from and who poured into you, sir, Mr. Nathan Ward, to become such a professional man out there and doing such big things, especially like this, this particular situation? But who poured into you?
Well, you know, I tell you, I'm African American, you know, grew up in single parent home with, you know, of course, my mom. Of course, my dad was there. They were divorced. I was in a different state and he was involved, but just because of distance, the majority of my childhood was, again, in a single parent family home with my sister and my mom. And, you know, when you talk about the importance of people being like you be, the importance of seeing people who look like you on TV, it resonates greatly with me because I didn't know any lawyers growing up. I didn't know any lawyers or other judges or anything like that, where a lot of my law school classmates, their parents were lawyers or family members were lawyers. What inspired me was seeing Blair Underwood, character in L.A. Law, a young black man who was in a law firm, mainly majority white law firm, and I didn't know what lawyers did, but I knew he there was something about him that I could identify with in the respect that he had. It seemed like he was doing good for his clients, and in my head, I was like, I want to do that, not even really knowing what a lawyer did. And that coupled with my mom saying how much I, you know, love to argue with my sister, and I thought I won most of those arguments. I could be nothing but a lawyer. And so that's what made me want to go into law, into law, and being able to do it for 21 years at Beasley Allen, which has done an awesome job of really caring for its clients of all kinds. It's been a perfect place for me.
Well, listen, I have to say, and it definitely we can attest to that, and we appreciate your time today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You'll have to come back again and let us know how you progress with these lawsuits and the impact that we suspect that's going to have and all your work there. So, Nathan Ward of Beasley Allen, an attorney there, we thank you so much for spending time with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we'll have you back real soon. Thank you again.
Again, Carrie, thank you for having me, and I do appreciate all of you you're doing the channel out on this, and again, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Okay. All right, folks, keep it right here. Do not go anywhere. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go with me. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Michael Hopkins. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Keri Hinds, and I have some amazing guests joining us right now. I'm so very, very honored to welcome two incredible twin brothers who really are just doing amazing things out there in the way of business and so much more. It is my great honor to welcome to the broadcast for the very first time Jamal and Jamari Sharp. Good morning and welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show and Upscale Magazine Radio. We're going to talk about all of that and so much more. But again, welcome to the broadcast this morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's great to have you both with us. And I kind of want to jump right on in because you guys have been doing amazing things out of the Pensacola, Florida area. And I kind of want to, you know, paint the picture. Where exactly is Pensacola? And because we have folks from all over the literally the planet here on our broadcast. So where are you guys really located? And how did all of this start? And we're going to get into all of that and more. So tell us first, where's Pensacola? And what does it mean and all of that good stuff? Jamari, I'll let you guys take it.
So Pensacola, Florida is in Florida, of course, right on the Panhandle. Of course, all Floridians know what the Panhandle is. For those right. listeners who don't quite know what that is, the Panhandle, you'll see basically, if you look at the state of Florida, is like a skinnier strip at the top, and then it comes down and it widens up when you get down to like Central and South Florida. So that little strip is called the Panhandle, and basically because it's skinny, like the handle of a pan.
Like a pan.
But we're right on the edge of that, basically bordering Alabama. So we're basically closer to Alabama than we are to almost any other city in Florida. It's about Pensacola is about depending on where you're at, you could be about 15-20 minutes from Alabama. So literally right there on the edge. Yeah. So that's where Pensacola, Florida. We're 3 hours from Tallahassee. Mobile, Alabama is really near. Panama City is right there. Destin and Crestview, those are our neighbors. They're right down the road. So.
Okay. And now, was that Jamal talking or Jamari?
This is Jamari talking.
Okay, Jamari. Okay. Now, who did I speak with before? I spoke with one of you guys.
It was Jamal.
Okay, that was Jamal. Okay. Boy, we're going to – this is. I think this is my first time having – twins on the show at the same time.
The fact that we're not at the same place either is going to be funny because I think it's going to be a lot of weight. So who was that? Who said that?
Exactly. Oh, well, we're going to have a lot of fun. So I am so excited. I want to read this a little bit for everybody because this is really your story and it's so incredible. It says here, Jamal and Jamari Sharp are twin brothers who have been a pillar in the Pensacola community for the past 2 years, Jamal is an HBCU graduate who graduated from Florida A&M University, while Jamari Sharp is a staff sergeant in the United States Air Force. And it says between the two of you, you guys own an award-winning production company, supply chain and logistic company, property and vehicle management business, and snowball business, which we're going to get all into. And it even says you guys have a hand in real estate. So you guys really have quite a bit going on. So I've got to start with the shops. I understand you guys have a couple of actual brick-and-mortar locations. And it kind of focuses on the food business and snowball. So I kind of want to talk a little bit about that. Can you tell us a little bit about, first, what exactly is a snowball? Tell us what, and we know what the, you know, out in the world, S-N-O-W, and bull, snowballs, I should say, from up here in New York. But tell everybody what your the spelling is and what the significance is for snowballs and what you guys are doing.
Okay, a snowball is going to be basically just the finest shaved ice you can find. A lot of people get it confused with the snow cone, but a snow cone is kind of going to have that crunchy textured ice. And this is Jamal speaking. But we're going to be, it's a snowball, so it's a fine shaved ice. And it's going to basically melt into your mouth. It's going to be exactly like snow. So that's basically what a snowball is. You can get different types of flavors. You can get candy on top of it. You can get ice cream in the middle of it. You can get cheesecake in the middle of it. It's basically what we call it, gourmet snowballs. And we like to call it New Orleans style because my family is from New Orleans, and that's where it originated from. So we definitely pay homage and pay all respect to New Orleans. That's where the snowball's from.
Were they, Jamal, were they already doing the snowballs there in the Louisiana area? Were they ones that created?
Sure.
Oh, okay. I never heard of this before. I think it's interesting.
Snowballs, everyone does it their different way. Like, we have our own twist to it. And we brought it to Pensacola. There is no other brick-and-mortar places in Pensacola that does it. But everyone has a twist. But, yes, there are. More so down south they have them, in the Louisiana area, Mississippi area, and some in Florida. But, we have our own little twist to it. We like to call them gourmet snowballs.
Gourmet snowballs. I wrote that, gourmet snowballs. Okay. Now, let me also back up a little bit. You have shops, right? That's where you sell these out to the folks. Am I correct? And what is the name of those shops that you set up?
They're called BAM Snowballs. BAMSNOBALLS. There's no W on our snowballs.
Okay, so your snowballs are SNOBALLS. Okay, and BAM.
Yes.
So when you say BAM, you just mean BAM Snowballs. So, like, in other words, there it is, kind of thing.
Bam! It jumped out at you. But there's also another meaning about it. Past Mari.
And by the way, for anybody listening, you can find us on Instagram at Bam Snowball. So BAMSNOBALLS, and then on Facebook and Twitter as Bam Snowballs as well.
Awesome.
But the Bam Snowballs, it basically, when you look at us, we're also superhero themed. So, like, we have comics inside the shop. And kids can come look at, or adults, of course, while they're eating their snowballs. And we got, like, artwork on the wall that basically pays homage and symbolizes Pensacola, as well, the city we're from, as well as superheroes and everything like that, the theme. So the BAM is kind of like gives that onomatopoeia portion that you see in the comics and everything like that, as well as it's an actually a double meaning. It stands for by all means.
I love
that. BAM, by all means.
So you've given
and
it.
Where that originates from is the production company that was originally started that you see, as you read about earlier, that's called By All Means Creations.
Wow.
And that's for the production for photography and videography.
And that's kind of where it all started, to where long ago, years ago, me and my brother talking to each other, everything like that, and we're just talking about by all means. And we kind of, that's kind of basically, everybody can relate to that in the sense that they want to get something done by all means, or they want to do something by all means, or achieve something, or be something. So it's kind of like we decided to still incorporate that by all means, but then throw the comic book theme as well as the onomatopoeia and all that, so get bam, snowballs.
Well, every time, I never thought I would ever hear the onomatopoeia word again in life after grade school.
So, yeah, I'm saying a little bit more than I like now.
Well, listen, and all I can think of is Batman. This is way going back. Folks, let me just, I'll bring you up to speed on these amazing brothers in the book. But, yeah, see, for the older folks, there was a TV show long ago called Batman, and they used to show those words like bam and all those onomatopoeia-type words. So, listen, just to bring everybody up to speed here on this broadcast today, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. And for Upscale Magazine Radio, which really is this brand new legendary magazine that we are the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming partner to, which is, again, Upscale Magazine Radio, you guys are amongst the first to be part of this new operation. So I just wanted to kind of spring that on you this morning. So thank you so much for joining us. Yes. So, again, we're talking to Jamari and Jamal Sharp. And I've got to say this because I find it incredibly just unbelievable that you guys are just 24 years old. You're very, very young. And to have created so much in the way of business from locations with your snowballs, your BAM snowballs, to everything that you guys are doing. And I've got to say, I also have to take a moment. They would kill me over at the Vet Talk radio show, which is on my network right here, and folks hear it over at Upscale Magazine Radio as well. But so Jamari, you are a staff sergeant in the United States Air Force. And I just wanted to, I was just blown away with that note there. Since we produce, I've gotten to know a lot of veterans, and I just, every week we do a show here, a live broadcast, and we pay tribute to these incredible folks, and I just wanted to thank you for your service, and it's impressive.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, I appreciate it. Thank you for your support. I appreciate that, definitely.
Absolutely. Now, gentlemen, I've got to turn to some more about these snowballs. It's hard to say that name. I don't know why. It just always brings, you know, it's light and airy. It makes me think of the kids a lot, too. So you talked a little bit earlier about when they come into your actual location, your food spot there. So, and the children, it's light and airy and everything that's going on there. So, but what does this really mean to you? You know, inspiring the young people. What's been the response in Pensacola to this and your efforts? Yeah, either of you, Jamari or Jamal, jump right on in.
Man, the response is amazing. We love seeing the little kids and even the grown adults come into our establishment and just feel the love and feel the vibes that we give off when we come in. We have music playing. There's artwork in there. The snowball's going to be good. People are going to be laughing and playing and joking around. It just feels amazing. The community most definitely rocks out with every grand opening we've had. The community that showed up and showed out. We have a lot of support that we have to thank the Pensacola community for, most definitely. We just love impacting the youth, you know, where the young kids can see people, because we're still young guys as well, so they can see kind of people their age or people they look up to are closer to them, that they can see that they're doing something. So that's a great feeling. Every time I walk in the shop, I just get a smile on my face. Kids in there, kids recognize us. They point, that's the guy who owns this shop. That's the guy who passed me my snowball. Sometimes we do speaking engagements at schools as well, and kids will remember us from their school and come in the shop and just, like, light up whenever they see us.
Okay. Now, I have got to ask you guys, how did you get this little certain something, this entrepreneurial, you know, seed? Where, who planted it? Because it's got to start somewhere, and we don't often see this, you know, in the way that the media portrays young men of color and all of that. So where did, who planted this? How did this all get started in you guys? You're, let me just say this again. You're about 24 years old, you know. So who put this inside of you? Please tell us.
Man, you know, since I can remember, my dad didn't have a business, but he did everything himself. So in a sense, you can call him an entrepreneur. Whether he fits like little odd jobs around the house or things with our cars, we've always seen him do things for himself. My mom actually has a cake business as well. She decorates cakes, Son of Divine.
Wow.
Creations. She bakes cakes, decorates them, gourmet cakes. So we've seen that in the house growing up as well. And then I'm in college. I've had a job, and I was thinking, you know, I kind of want to do some things for myself. So I picked up the camera, ended up going to work with that, and then put my brother on. He decided he wanted to be a part, and then just, you know, doing that, thinking about, so that's kind of where the first entrepreneur kind of spirit first started.
And I'm going to take a guess here. I'm going to take a stab. That's Jamal talking, correct?
Yes, sir, it's Jamal.
Now, did I do well or what? Okay. So,
hold on, you got.
Thank you. Well, that's called active listening. So, you gave me a lot of clues there to figure it out. Well, listen, I am excited for you guys. I really am. And the other thing I wanted to make sure, whatever we can do to send folks, if you're in the Pensacola area, so far, my understanding correctly, you have two different brick and mortar locations and a mobile food trailer. Is that correct?
Yes,
or,
sir.
Yeah. So how can we send people to these wonderful businesses you have?
You can check us out on Facebook at Bam Snowballs or Instagram, Bam Snowballs, or Twitter at Bam Snowballs with no W. And you can always email us at bamsnowballs@gmail.com.
And reach out to us at Hair Radio and UpscaleMagazineRadio.com, of course. And we will put you in touch with these incredible gentlemen. We're so excited for all that they are working on. And so, and I was also very pleased to hear that you guys are a part of the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber of Commerce in Pensacola, Florida. So that's great. Yes. You're able to network with other businesses. And so that's incredibly important.
Yeah, a group of people here has definitely helped us with our business a lot, and we most definitely thank them so much.
Awesome. So what's next for you guys? What else can you tell us? What's next? And how do I get my snowball up here in New York City for me? How do I get the taste of those snowballs up here? I'll let you figure that part out.
We do have DoorDash, but I don't think they'll come all the way out there.
Not yet, no. But you know what? I think this is incredibly, I'm very excited for you guys. So that means I'll have to take a trip down to Pensacola. So I'm happy to do that. I don't think I've ever been specifically to Pensacola. Of course, I've been to Florida many times. But I'm excited about all that you guys are doing. I'm super, super hyped. So this is just incredible. So what's next for you? What is next? Of course, I see you guys taking over the world. But what's next for you?
Well, we most definitely want another mobile unit. We want another. We don't know if we have a brick and mortar or mobile unit, and we want to get one in Las Vegas. My brother lives in Las Vegas. I'm here in Pensacola, and I kind of do this. I man all the shops and everything here. But we want to jump all the way to Las Vegas. I know it's kind of different, but we think what we've been working, and we kind of got a plan in mind where we want to bring it to the West Coast. And so I think that may be one of the next steps.
I take my hat off to you. And for you guys out there who are tuned in, I love Las Vegas. I've had a chance to go out to Vegas many times, and I love it for the weather. I love it for its proximity to, like, L.A. and all that kind of stuff. It's so close, folks. You really – and they're doing some amazing things, and it's just a remarkable community. So please support these young fellas. Support them and all of their efforts. Again, please remind everybody on Instagram how they can find you across social media. Please take it away.
Yes, sir. Bam Snowballs on everything. BAMSNOBALLS. Remember, the Snowballs does not have a W. Bam Snowballs on everything. And the rest will take care of.
Awesome. And I want to also ask you guys if you have anybody you want to shout out to before we say goodbye.
Man, shout out to my mom. She does a phenomenal job helping us out. Without her, this Snowball shop would not be going. Shout out to my dad. He helps out a lot. Shout out to all my employees. My employees, they help us enormously. Our employees help us out enormously. So most definitely shout out to them. Shout out to Dustin, a great friend of mine. He actually has a flavor named after him. So shout out to Dustin, and my brother might want to say a few people.
Please.
Yeah, for sure. I'll, my parents, my mom, and my dad, as well as my brother. Originally, when we first opened up, no employees, no anything, literally just us, and we were just grinding day in and day out. Like, we had a crazy outcome from the grand opening. A lot of people came. That week was just a crazy rush, crazy everything, and literally it was just all of us, like the sharps in there just grinding, getting to it. So definitely there's a big part of our success and still are right now. Anytime we call them right now, need to come open up the shop or help. My mom stays in there all the time. So really want to give a shout out to them. Also the city of Pensacola, they've been nothing but helpful in the way they support us and the way they share our posts and like our stuff and show up to events we have or participate in little things we do. So just grateful for all that. And of course our employees, especially now in the times of COVID and job shortages, people, it's hard to find employees. They're not showing up and not doing stuff. But our employees, they get the job done for us and take care of things, even without us having to ask a lot of times. So we're very grateful for that. And, and I want to give a shout-out to you, man, for letting us come on and share a little bit of our story on your platform and everything. So just want to say thank you for that.
Absolutely. And I can already see why you guys are successful. I think we all have heard it right here today. I've been talking to folks for years and years, and I don't think I've ever heard that kind of thank you to the folks who are supporting your operation, your employees, and your colleagues and coworkers and all of that. And when you take time to acknowledge that, that is huge to me. And your parents and all of the sharps and everybody else who has supported you on your journey. I just want to make sure and get some cake. Tell your mom I want some cake now. I must be hungry. I'm sending out requests through the radio show this morning to get me some, to put an order for a cake, okay, as well as my snowballs and all that wonderful good stuff that you guys are working on. Jamari, Jamal Sharp. And also, I want to shout out to your colleague there, Darian, and everything that you guys are doing. We appreciate you here at the Hair Radio Show and Upscale Magazine Radio, as well as Hair Radio. So thank you so much. And continue all that you're working on.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins. Stay tuned.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk
on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Waiting for the time to pass you by. Hope the winds have changed to change your mind. I could give a thousand reasons why, and I know you, and you've got to make it on your own, but we don't have to grow up, we can stay forever young. Living on my sofa, drinking rum and cola underneath the rising sun. I could give a thousand reasons why, but you're going, and you know that all you have to do is stay a minute, just take your time, the clock is ticking, so stay. All you have to do is wait a second, your hands on mine, the clock is ticking, so stay. I don't wanna spend
a few short hours, the crying will die down, and your family will be busy making arrangements for food or drink. Some of your relatives will start discussing current events over coffee, and some people will call your family to tell them that they can't make it in person because of an emergency. Your employer will begin to search for your replacement. In a few days, your children will go back to work because their bereavement leave has run out. In a month, your spouse will be watching a comedy on TV and start to laugh. You'll be forgotten at an astonishing pace. If people will forget you so easily, then who are you living your life for? You spent your whole life worrying about what people will think about you. They don't. So live your life for you.
Lions don't hang out with hyenas. They don't. Lions hang out with lions. Because a lion only hangs out with other lions, then the standard for a lion is being a lion. The issue with us and success sometimes is that we don't intentionally hang around people who are what we want to be. We just don't do it. If we can understand the importance of the proximity to excellence, well, then the standard becomes excellent. Oftentimes, we get advice from a friend or a family member or somebody that we know who never even been in the space that we want to go. This is about the power of proximity. Most of us don't understand the importance of closing the gap to excellence. Like, we got to get closer to excellence. When you're around excellence, then you think excellent and you produce excellence in everything that you do. The expectation for you is excellent. Sometimes we listen to people who want us to win, but not more than they win themselves. So you get advice from people about being successful, but the undertone of it is jealousy and envy. That's not the direction that we need to go. Close the gap to excellence, hang out with lions. Surround yourself with people who have identity traits that you want to work towards.
Excellence is always a proximity issue. Get around it.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It's Thursday morning, February 23rd of 2023. It's our broadcast show number 829. Show number 829 for those of you who like to keep track. We're marching towards 1,000 broadcasts, which we should hit sometime in 2024. So listen, I want to bring to the line my amazing co-star. You guys know her so well. She comes to us out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and she's a member of her community board down there. Let me just open up the mic line to my co-star, the one and only Queen of the Morning, Nicole
Marie. Good morning. Good
morning. Is that not an introduction of life?
Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Happy Thursday,
happy
this terrific Thursday. Happy mid-show. Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, we've been playing some throwbacks this morning.
Let me tell you. I was so excited because Jamal and Jamari Sharp are one of my favorite. They are some of my favorite guests. I was so excited to hear this interview this morning. They are just outstanding young men that are just such an example to their community.
Incredible.
And young people. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah,
I love it.
Very young. These are twins. In case you guys don't have a clue what we're talking about and you're just joining us, we're live. We are live. This is not rolling tape. We are here. It's Thursday morning, February 23rd, 2023, about 7:16 if you're in the on the East Coast. It's 6:16 now if you're out in the Central Time Zone. Nicole Marie, my co-star, out of Water Valley, Mississippi, she's talking about the early part of the show. And again, if you're just joining us for the first time ever, the Hair Radio Morning Show broadcasts live 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. New York time weekdays. And we broadcast throughout the whole world. Don't think it's just New York City. We are just not New York.
International.
We're the opposite of just New York. Yeah, we're the opposite. But what you heard this morning was the incredible playback of these incredible entrepreneurs. And again, I really emphasize the word pray in there. These are incredible entrepreneurs who are twin boys, who I call them young men. They're young men, actually. One is in the service, and the other has been holding down the fort down in Pensacola, Florida. So we have a lot of fans in Florida. We have a lot of listeners. We have a program regular who's down in Jacksonville, typically. They were on talking about their sprawling enterprises this morning, and I was just blown away. Like Nicole Marie, I'm always blown away from these folks who are just doing amazing things. And I think one of my favorite parts when we ask who poured into them, and it's a question. Yeah, and I thought about it myself. I said, well, no one's really asked who poured into me. So is that what your question is? Do I hear you asking that question?
Wow. Carrie, tell us who poured into Carrie Hines.
Okay. Thank you, Nicole Marie. Never thought I saw that question coming. Okay. Well, listen, guys, I have to tell you, I started to think about it, like Nicole Marie. Jamari and Jamal are some of my favorite folks ever, some of my favorite guests that we've had on, and we've had thousands of guests on this broadcast. But I love what they had to say, and it made me think. Like them, I heard stories of my grandfather, not my great-granddad. You know, my family was much older. So my granddad was born like in the 1800s. It was still like, you know, it was like 1899 or something. And my grandmother was born in like 1902 or so. But yeah, my grandfather, so my mother would tell me, she would regale me with stories. Remember that word? She would regale me with stories on my grandfather being an entrepreneur. Back in those days, you had to do something like they called it a trade. My family, both of my parents were from North Carolina, and my grandparents were as well. So even though I'm up here in New York at this point in the current portion of my little life here, so she would tell us stories about my grandfather, who was everything from, I forget what they call it, but a shoe, that he did the thing with the shoes and where he kept the shoes. And these were traits that they were taught. And he ran a little candy store as well.
Okay.
And so I heard these stories and over and over and over as I was growing up. And these are things that you don't realize that they're making an impression on you as they are happening.
Exactly.
And so it was always something that I knew when I was a kid, that if my grandfather could do it, well, so could I.
You could do it too.
I could do it too. It never even occurred to me that I couldn't do it. I never had that kind of an upbringing or a home, or I wasn't so influenced by the messages of the world that made me question whether or not I could do things. I already knew that I could do them. It was not. It was just a question if I wished to do them or not. But I always knew that I was capable
of doing.
And my mother made sure that I had all the reinforcement tools, the encyclopedia. We had, back in those days, you had actual books to read, and we had a whole set.
And those things cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars back then.
Yes,
and
they
so
did.
And so for us to have them, I had a whole set in my house, including we didn't just have the books. We had the dictionaries and everything. So that's where I learned how to look up, how to read vocabulary words, because they would have vocabulary words for each grade of like a young person's life or whatever into college. So I was studying words and became an etymologist at an early age. And these are the things that were poured into me, and I'm grateful to my dear mother. So I have to say thank you, whether it was by design or otherwise, but I got the memo. And so we're here to pass that along to folks. And I just assume that everybody's parents did the same thing. I had no idea that this would be an anomaly, if you will. But I realized with the Hair Radio Morning Show that we have a commitment to excellence. We have a commitment to pass the knowledge and information that we've learned and to share it. We love the hair and beauty, folks. I love the community. I love all that we're doing.
And hair, beauty, and community.
Hair, beauty, and community. And, yes, today is our 829th live three-hour episode. 829.
Wow.
So we are committed
to doing this.
We're rolling along. And you do the math, folks. You do the math yourselves. Multiply that times three. And then figure out approximately how many live guests we have. We have talked to thousands right here on this very broadcast. Everyone from Dionne Warwick and Melba Moore to Beyonce to Mrs. Obama's hairstylist to celebrities from television. And we work with folks like Upscale Magazine, and we are thrilled. We produce radio networks for businesses. We produce radio programming for shows, and we handle public relations for our incredible clients. So I just wanted to say thank you. And most importantly,
thank you.
To the
parents. We appreciate you.
We appreciate you. So on that note, coming up in the next hour, of course, Michael Hopkins joins us in a few minutes. He's the
our
host
of
that Talk Radio Show. Talk about community and beauty. Michael is not just the claims king, like the Goldberry said. He's also one of the distributors for our Caribbean hair products. We're going to talk to him about that.
He is.
And Nicole Marie as well with Royalty Distribution. So we're going to talk to you guys about those wonderful things with Caribbean. But in the next hour, which is our spotlight hour, I'm so excited to bring to the line for the first time Mr. Ricky Johnson. And he is an incredible marketer helping the folks at BOPSA.
Excited to hear him.
I really am. I think, we're real excited to welcome him and Sam, and of course, with BOPSA out in California. Everybody's landing in New York for the 6th of March. We're going to talk about that. We really are. Oh, boy. It's about to be on. And it's less than a couple weeks away. And I'm literally, oh, my gosh, wow, this is amazing. what we're talking about, folks, time for the countdown. We are having a live hair event on stage in Manhattan. Now, that's New York City in NYC.
Yeah.
We're having it was designed to be a little intimate show. It really was. Let me tell you guys out there a little bit what we had come up with. It had been over 3 years, as you guys know, with the pandemic and all that brought. And so I put a little monkey wrench on producing live events, which we've had expos and things like that in the past. Never thought twice about it. Until the pandemic hit. And so we had to stop. Of course, I have radio and products that, I have a ton of things to focus on besides the live events. And so that's where we put our little stock at the time. So I didn't think that time had kind of gotten away from us. And here we are, and I said, it's time. The world has moved on.
we've hit the critical mass with whatever inoculations and things like that. So it's time to bring our show back to the stage.
Right.
And so hence, we decided to do a little space, and I wanted to be in New York City. New York is the quintessential locale for anything that is related to fashion, hair, beauty. You guys know New York City. It's easy to maneuver. And even though I live in Brooklyn, I'm out in the boroughs, they say, we wanted to have the event in Manhattan. That's the central focus for New York City. And
right.
And it is a beautiful location. It is a great, great area. It really is. It's in the what's called the East Village, if you're not familiar with New York City. It's in the East Village. This is the lower part of Manhattan. So for those of you who've been like to Times Square, this is still about 15, 20 minutes away from Times Square. And for those of you who are going to be in town for the International Beauty Show, which happens the same weekend, Sunday night
right.
and Tuesday, and our show is that Monday, but the IBS, the International Beauty Show, is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So for those of you who are going to be in town for that, you can drop on by our show on Monday and head back to the IBS if you like, or stick around with us and then go back to IBS on Tuesday. I myself will be at the International Beauty Show on that Sunday. So you guys can come out and see me there in New York City. I'll be there. We've had the ED, my good friend Elizabeth, who runs the IBS show. She was on our broadcast last week.
Right.
And we'll get, I can get that back on for you guys maybe a little later on today. But I'm excited. The event, the beauty show, again, our stage production, Hair Radio, live on stage, is coming up on Monday, March 6th of 2023. So let me just say that again, Monday, March 6th of 2023, from 2:30 in the afternoon till 6:30. For parking, we have a parking garage right across the street from the Gene Frankel Theater. Now, the Gene Frankel Theater, this is a man who we lost not all that long ago, but Gene Frankel was not from this community per se, but he was incredible in making sure to highlight
folks
of color on his productions. And he worked with some incredible, once you guys get to the theater, you'll see the wall of excellence that includes folks like James
wow.
Earl Jones, Cicely Tyson, and so many others. You'll see this, and they're all pictured with Gene. And so we're real excited about that. And even the Gene Frankel Theater, which has their own website, they have our show placard right there. So I'm super excited about that. We want to shout them out this morning. But we'll be there soon enough. Okay. So we'll see you guys there. If for complete information, tickets, and all that good stuff, you can go to eventbrite.com. And I better spell Eventbrite, Nicole Marie, because a lot of folks may not realize it's EVENTBRITE.com. Eventbrite.com. Or you can go to our own website at HAIRadio.com, that's HAIRadio.com. You'll see the picture about the event in the top corner. Just click on it and keep it moving.
Keep
so,
it moving.
Real excited.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's my excitement to talk about the event. We'll later talk a little bit about who are some of the guests will be there. I just heard another person yesterday, I'm coming. I'll be there.
Awesome.
I'm like, okay. And that was one of, you guys know Katrina. She's one of the producers over at Vet Talk Radio Show. That's how she got to start here. And she's coming all the way flying in from Paris, Texas. So
oh, yes. I'm so excited to see her.
Yes. You're flying in from Mississippi out of Memphis via Memphis, Tennessee. Eugene Davis is flying in from Chicago. My dear brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, you guys know him. He'll be flying in from Atlanta, Georgia. We have Jay Ellis, who's coming in from down in, where's Jay? I gotta see, where's Jay? I think she's out in I think she, well, she's definitely in the South. Because Seaward J, we'll have to ask you, where is she flying in from? She's always on the road as well.
Right.
Lots of folks coming out for this. I'm very excited.
Wonderful.
I'm like, okay.
So am I.
Yeah. This is a, you know, this
she's
is going to be
live and in person. Yeah.
Yes. And we're going to say Michael Hopkins, who is our, takes care of all of our veterans, which this event is devoted to the veterans. We're devoting a big portion of anything raised to the veteran organizations. We are supporting Michael Hopkins. And what we're going to do with Michael, you guys have no idea how Michael's wonderful business, now that he's an accredited agent, an accredited claims agent, and it's all legit. He's the man. He's the man of the day. So let's kind of turn over to Hopkins. Michael Hopkins, are you there this morning? Usually
Good
Michael
morning,
comes to us out of
Michael.
Virginia.
Good morning. Good morning, Terry Hines and Nicole Marie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Welcome to Mid-Show. Happy Mid-Show.
Yes, it is. And my
ears have been
all lit up today with everything that's been going on the show.
You've been listening, Michael? What have you heard, Hopkins?
Well, one of the things that I heard, Terry, and you were talking about your family, and I think what you were referring to when you were talking about shoes, I think you were referring to being a cobbler.
A cobbler, yes.
Cobbler.
Right. Because
cobbler.
We're
talking about shoe cobbler. Yes, a cobbler.
And,
he was a cobbler.
Right.
My
he was
granddad.
A cobbler.
Yeah.
And, you know, just talking about family. A lot of the men in my family had a tradition of being in the military. It was like a traditional thing. And it's kind of just the ironic thing is I wound up going
How far did you go back?
Exactly.
How far did you go back with that tradition?
Oh, wow. We go back, World War One. I had an uncle that was a World War One veteran. And I got a chance to meet him back in late 60s. It was the late 60s I got a chance to meet him. He was a World War One veteran. I had other uncles that were World War Two veterans.
Wow.
And they fought Pacific, Europe. And then I had my mother's brother was a Korean War veteran. And, you know, I got a chance to sit and talk to him about Korea and the war and all that. And then I had cousins who were Vietnam veterans.
So you were really surprised.
Yeah, it's a whole tradition.
Wow.
In our family, and I never realized it. I just thought, everybody went in, so I guess I'll be going too. And one thing led to another, and the next thing I knew, I wound up in the United States Army. You know, like I always tell everybody, I did all three areas of the United States Army. I did active duty, I did the National Guard, and I did the reserves. I wound up doing 21 years before I knew what happened.
Wow.
Well, Michael, now look at where you are. You're bringing and sharing your knowledge every week with the fans of that talk radio show. And let me just remind everybody, every Tuesday. Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 here in Central Time Zone, Michael does something called the Vet Talk Radio Show. And what he does as a disabled veteran, he shares all kinds of tips and clips on how you, if you are a veteran, of course you can certainly add to your monthly income with learning all about these little known factoids can help so many veterans in need. And so I'm so excited. Every week, you don't have to be a veteran to tune in.
Nope. I love listening to the show. I've learned so much. I share it with my family members and friends. And you have a you, Michael, you have a popular show. You have a lot of folks who tune in each
right.
week.
Right. You know, Nicole Marie, Terry Hines, I'm going to have to do his certificate. He is an honorary veteran.
Oh,
honorary. And Carrie, you have mastered this so much. And, you know, I'm so always appreciative that we have this format for veterans.
Right.
And the outcry that I get, it is just so fantastic. I got veterans every day that they talk about the show. They support the show.
Well, listen. We believe in what you're doing, and we congratulate you again on becoming an accredited claims agent. We're going to continue to shine a light on your accomplishments. And also, I want to pay tribute to my colleague, Nicole Marie, who also sits on her board down in a beautiful, well, I was going to say beautiful, but no. Well, it's also beautiful, but it's just a little bit of different beauty down in Mississippi, in Water Valley, Mississippi.
Water Valley,
and
Mississippi.
So, you guys are all, you epitomize excellence. And I'm lucky to have you guys right here as my co-hosts, my colleagues on radio. So good job, guys.
Well, we appreciate you, Carrie, and so happy to be a part of the team.
I'm in great company. So listen, we've got a lot more to get into. We opened up the show this morning with Amy Winehouse. I just have to. I love Amy's music. It's our Throwback Thursday. Whatever she's done, all of her music, we miss her. You know, there are no words really to express how much. But her music just touches me very much, and so we've been kind of paying a little informal tribute to her this morning. She sang background on the song Foolin', which I believe she also co-wrote. And it's not something that a lot of folks know, but you'll pick out Amy's voice in that song. The wonderful artist's name is Donna Bromfield, and she's still out there, and I'm sure she misses Amy very much as well. So we'll get that on. And then got a lot to get into. Coming up, Ricky Johnson in the next hour this morning. He's going to be talking about marketing and all of that for the hairstylists, the hair professionals. We've got more hair talk on the way in the next hour. You don't want to miss a muscle. You don't want to move a muscle, and you don't want to miss the show. So stay with us. We'll be
back. Stay tuned.
Here's Foolin'. Lots more to get to this morning on the broadcast.
Open, they gon' put it about. You really like it. Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I am so excited to, of course, have our amazing hair folks on from right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to reintroduce Keisha McAllister, all the way from out in Fairfield, California, along with our long stalwart participant here at Hair Radio. We're talking about, you guys have heard her commercial right here, Siobhan Desir, Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. So great to have you guys join us. And let me just say, Keisha, you have your wonderful Lavender Beauty shop out in the West Coast. So I just want to make sure I mention that. Welcome, guys. Hello. And I think this is your first time meeting through the radio show. So
yes,
welcome.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Yes, yes, both of you. It's awesome. So listen, I want to jump right on in. Keisha, we've done this before where we have Ask a Hairstylist, and we've done some of those segments. And Siobhan, you've heard this, and we chat a bunch off the air about these things. So this is going to be quite fun today, and I had some folks who kind of suggested some questions for us, and I'm going to read them.
Okay.
The first one is from Bessie. Bessie is in Detroit, and she says, I just moved from Houston, Texas to Michigan. I used to tip my hairstylist and the shampoo girl. This is what she writes. She says, this is the new shop. The hairstylist is the owner. Whom should I tip and why? Okay, so if the hairstylist is the owner, I guess is our question. Should she tip the owner or slash hairstylist, or does that matter? You know, how do you feel about that? Keisha, we'll start with you, I guess, all the way from California. So what do you say? How do you feel about tipping and all of that?
Well, I mean, tipping is, I guess, as tipping does. You do have some clients who are grateful every single time they sit in your chair and they tip you. But then sometimes you just have people who will keep coming back. And I'm grateful for the repeat client. You know, if they keep coming back and they send referrals and, you know, next thing you know, you're doing three generations of a family, then I'm okay with that because they just keep coming in.
Right.
Even if they don't tip, they keep coming back. Right. Because they give me another person. And that person is coming. You know, really. And it means that I'm doing a good service. And it means that they trust me and they're telling, you know, their family. So I'm grateful either way, honestly. As the owner hairstylist.
Right. Exactly. You are an owner hairstylist. And this is the thing that I wanted to really delve into. Tipping has come up over the years here at this broadcast. We've talked about it endlessly on many episodes. And Siobhan, I don't know if you remember this, but we did a tipping guide. Do you remember that from Hair Radio years and years ago?
Oh, my goodness, time ago, yes.
Yes, we had a little card with an actual tipping guide on the other side. And we used to pass out those tipping guide cards as if they were needed. They weren't so much needed, I guess. But people, maybe, I don't know. People have always wondered. See, you guys are on the professional side. But I think people have been curious. I've always wondered about that, too. So it's nice to have you guys kind of weigh on in about this. Now, Siobhan, how do you feel about the whole subject of tipping? You're both on different coasts, so it might even suggest that, you know, things can be regional a little differently, but how do you feel about it across the board? Do you have a certain perspective on it?
Honestly, I think anytime you're dealing with any type of service industry, when someone's doing the service,
I think it's good to give a tip. Understanding we're in a, you know, different time now where, you know, it's not easy for everyone. So, you know, just to tag upon what Keisha stated, you know, sometimes just that repeat client is tip enough and the referral, you know. So, so, you know, we're really going through a different time now. So, but I think anytime you get a service, you know, it's great to tip. Or show some, and tip doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. You know, just a token of appreciation is good.
Wow. Wow, how nice.
That's very true.
Wow. Well, okay, next question. And Siobhan, I'm throwing this at you. It's from Rob in Minneapolis. And he writes here, let me see, hold it, let me see if I can understand what he wrote here. Okay, yeah, he writes that, let's see, he's a hairstylist. Okay, he's a professional. That's what he's asking here. How do I stop my clients from canceling appointments at the last minute? Wow, that's a big one. Siobhan, what did you say?
Well, first of all,
have you experienced this, Siobhan, this year?
Oh, absolutely. It happens. It's part of business. But what happens, what happens as a salon owner or a stylist or what have you, you have a certain amount of hours that you're doing per week for here, you know? A good practice is to figure out your dollar or your hourly average for that and estimate the amount of services you're doing in that time. From a business standpoint, then it's good to kind of gauge what your minimum hourly rate is and put your price in to put that in there so it can cover those cancellations. Now, if you're able to operate with minimum or no cancellations, you might be able to watch your cost and maintain, you know, productivity within your salon. So there is a formula involved in that, you know, just to keeping prices low is part of not having many cancellations. But if it becomes cumbersome where you're getting a lot of cancellations, there may be a need to, one, either acquire a deposit to maintain, you know, your basic average hourly base pay or, you know, however you're going to do it and so forth, because there's a lot involved. That's a slot, you know, when you have people waiting to get in there to sit in your chair and you're giving that time to someone and they're calling last minute and they can't come, then, you know, that's something that you definitely have to find a way to pivot around.
And that's the thing that kind of really gets me. Because I can relate even though I'm not doing hair, okay? But I can certainly relate because when I've scheduled time, then that's time I've literally taken away from my schedule and my calendar in which I could be earning more. I hear what you're saying about, you know, kind of figuring that versus the ones who do show. But, you know, I just have to say, how difficult is it for people to have a little bit of,
it's a difficult time again because we're coming through this pandemic. So sometimes it's to no fault of their own. So if you're ill or you're unwell, of course, you know. So some stylists and salons, they're charging what they call a COVID service charge fee or what have you know. Because of that, you know, you're going to get cancellations if they're sick, and you don't want them in your chair if they're not
You know what? You're right. So this, I have to think post-COVID. You're right. That was maybe before I should have felt that way, but now you're right. If they say they can't make it, maybe it's a good thing if they can't. I don't know. Keisha, do you experience that out on the West Coast here? You know, I guess every hairstylist and every service industry person might face this at some point.
You know, now that I work with some older clients, some of them have different medical issues. Things do come up, like last minute, even when they're on their way, they might need to go to the emergency room versus come sit in my chair. So, and these things have happened. So And then having had some other things happen myself, I have had to consider things do happen at the last minute. But I also consider from a business standpoint, we've taken this time out, and I have to respect that. And when I'm off schedule, it throws your schedule off. And in turn, you know, now I'm throwing off your day. So I do understand from both standpoints, but I have to learn to consider that anything can happen in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And when I am wrong, you know, then I apologize. And like, okay, yeah, I screwed up. Or, you know, something happened or a service went left. You know, things like that also happen behind the chair. You know, so things just happen.
Well, thank you guys for being honest.
Yeah, we had to chuckle a little bit.
I didn't expect so much honesty today. Oh, I love you guys. No, I'm teasing. You know, I'm just joking here. But listen, if you guys have just joined us, of course we're having fun here. You are listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with an all-new segment of Ask a Hairstylist. And today we have our two great hairstylist friends, and they're really part of the family here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know Siobhan Desir. She is the charge behind Roots Rock Salon out in West Orange, New Jersey, which is just doing fantastic things. You guys hear the commercial right here. And, of course, Keisha McAllister. All the way, and you have such a great name that just rhymes. Keisha McAllister, just nice to say, all the way out in California, and we're talking about Fairfield, California, up north. And so it's great to have you guys. You are literally have the country between you, and real excited. What I love about this is that because I often thought, I said, well, maybe you know, things might be a little different as you kind of, you know, regionally, but. You guys, I appreciate your feedback this morning. It really kind of drives it on home. Real quick, I have one more that was, let's see. So I think it's your turn, Keisha, on this. Now, it's, a new hairstylist. Her name is Tina. Tina is her name from Boston. Tina from Boston. She writes, she's a new hairstylist, and she loves the hair radio. Of course you do. Thank you. And she says, she wants to know any advice on doing consultations with her prospective clients, anything you want to share that you can pass along to Tina, who's just starting her career out in Boston, Massachusetts. So, Keisha, do you want to take that?
Okay. Well, Tina, welcome to the hair world. It's going
to
be lots of hours on your feet. You have to love it. Yeah, you have to love it. But when it comes to a consultation and prospective clients, I don't take a client without a consultation because not only am I trying to feel if we're going to, you know, our energy's out, but I'm also trying to figure out what this person has been doing with her hair, with their hair, or what their expectation is. I'm finding out if they're on any medications, if they have some sort of hereditary. It's just so many things that we need to know, and then also do like a little liability, you know, form to say, you know, if something happens, especially if they have medical issues, because that will change the way your hair even takes shampoo sometimes. So we have to be mindful of how we work behind the bowl. So I would tell her to ask as many questions as possible because there's no stupid question, even if you ask it over and over again, because people have different definitions for the way we speak. You know, they might say, well, and I might say a pit. You know what I mean? It's different the way we communicate and the form. Or just sitting down and talking to the person, it will really help with that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it seems to me, and we've started to do things a little differently over the course of time with regards to these consultations with the infusion of the internet and video conferencing and all of that. So technology, on one hand, could have helped, but it could have also exacerbated it in a sense, if, you know, by losing that personal touch. But Siobhan Desir, now out at your shop, so out on the East Coast now, over at your shop, your Roots Rock Salon, Siobhan, how do you kind of, you know, what it, well, let me just ask you, do you, would you offer any other advice to this young lady who's just really getting on her way in Boston?
Honestly, it's consultation is almost just like the foundation of a house, you know.
Mm.
You don't want, you got to get the information. If someone comes to you and says they want a house built, you don't know what kind of house it is that they want. So you got to gather up that information. So the consultation, I think, is most of having a successful service.
Yeah, most important.
If you're bypassing the consultation, there's a high probability that you won't be pleased with the end result.
This is true. I mean, that's something else. I think you are correct there. Yeah, I really appreciate that. And this is important. Go ahead. Were you going to say something?
No, I think the way Keisha put it is it can't get any better. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. And I think for most hairstylists coming in, you really rewind this recording and take a good listen to exactly what she said. Yeah. It'll save you a lot in the long run.
Awesome. And I appreciate that, too.
And this is the thing.
Yeah. Good stuff, guys. Absolutely. Okay, well, I just want to say thank you, because taking the time quite often to kind of catch up with our illustrious hairstylists, you both are always so busy, literally, and we just appreciate you taking the time to chat with us right here on the broadcast.
Thank you.
Yes, great job. Roots Rock Salon out in West Orange, New Jersey. And, of course, Lavender Beauty out in Fairfield area, out in California. So thank you both again for being with us, and we'll see you on the next installment of Ask a Hairstylist right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you, guys. Great job.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins. Stay tuned.
To tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking.
Mm.
And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you.
Mm.
And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough. And when you're strong enough and you get who you are, man, what a life.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's Just Salon Towels.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we have a very special guest joining us today for the first time. His name is Ricky Johnson, and he comes to us from out in Arizona, and we've got a lot to talk to him about, particularly helping small businesses. So it's my honor to welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show, courtesy of Bobza.org, Mr. Ricky Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie.
Yes, good morning. So listen, I want to kind of jump right on in, Ricky. Let's tell everybody about your business.
Okay. And I want to first and foremost thank you for having this interview. Janique has been around for quite a while. You can get more about me real quick by going to OneRicky, that's RICKEY.com. So you just tell you, the listeners can just pop over there and take a look at things I'm doing. My history runs long. I've been in this business for decades. So I provide multiple support services for micro and small businesses. Micro businesses are normally considered your home-based business, and your small businesses are people that's generating less than $5 million in sales. So that's who I end up working with. My strength, yes, sir.
Oh, no, please go ahead. Yeah.
My strength is marketing and promotional tactics and strategies that most businesses seem to fall a little short on. So they'll work on product development and they'll work on distribution. They'll do all that stuff. But when you ask them, how's the world going to find out about you and why? A lot of times they run short. And nowadays everybody says, well, I'll just go social media, as if it's the only lane you got to be in. And I'm saying the traditional ways of promoting still works. So radio, TV, direct mail, handouts, those things are still very effective. So I bring – yes,
yes. No, please. Go right ahead. I'm sorry. You bring
– I bring direct mail, printing services of all media, video creation and distribution. I'll help. Because that's very costly for most companies, but I can help them out real quick with that kind of stuff. And one of my focus, Carrie, is working with seniors. So let's say 55 is not a true, that's a baby senior, but 65 to like 85 group, I really bring an emphasis to them to help with their economic situation. Because when you talk about living on a fixed income, the majority of those people live on a, you got to be kidding income. So wow. One of the things I want to do is help them develop other income streams. And that's why I'm so excited to be with Bobza, because Bobza has a great structure for people who want to get into the hair care industry, want to make some money, you know, go out, meet people, socialize, learn about products. I mean, there's actually a career path there. So I'll be directing a lot of my contacts, especially my seniors, over to VASA and saying you need to get involved with that organization and become a sales rep, because then they get to meet Carrie. So
oh, you got it. You got it. Well, listen, well, this sounds amazing. It really does. And it's awesome that you feel that way, that, you know, especially to our seniors, we have to give them the respect they deserve. That's the way I see it. And to be able to help them with this kind of strategies in terms of generating additional income, it's very difficult out here for folks to make it, and particularly when you get to a certain point in life. So I just want to say thank you so much and for taking us on the way you have, and the folks at VASA for making this kind of thing happen, VASA.org. So, and that's for, Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association, just to be clear. And we're so excited here on the show today because we have a gentleman who's come through VASA.org. We're talking with Mr. Ricky Johnson. And again, Ricky, now yours is called Unique Micro Small Business. Is that correct? So let's talk a little bit.
Services.
Yes.
So Unique just kind of is, okay, so back, I actually started out in 77, and then I came down to Arizona in 93. So when I first started out, like most companies, you're trying to, you know, come up with a name for your company. So I had Johnson Unique Services. The problem was people kept asking me, what's the unique part? And it got misrepresented. So I said, okay, let's clear this up real quick. So I took the J out of Johnson, the S off of services, and put it with Unique. And that's how you get Unique, which a lot of people think is some type of foreign word, right, and it means something. No, I just combined what I started out with, and now I've been Unique for, I mean, decades, man, multi-decades. So, yeah, that's how Unique came about.
And it's probably taken on its own life.
Well, you know how people can mess with stuff. So the other thing that I realized, Carrie, right out the gate was, the business failure rate for, generally the statistics haven't changed in decades. It says 98% of the people in direct sales or home-based generally fail. But on the small business side, they say within the first year one to year five, you're going to lose 20% easily of small business, which is unfortunate. So one of the objectives I have with my company is to reduce the failure rate by 2%. And, again, numbers don't mean nothing until you know what they apply to. So if you look you know, small business, we're talking about multi-millions of dollars. So if I can reduce that failure rate just by 2%, we're talking about multi-millions of dollars would be injected back into communities, into society. So, and it's not that hard to do that. You know, with having organizations like you, organizations like VASA, these are instrumental in making that happen, because we need the communication. We need the organization, right? You can have products and services, but I'm an advocate of, and you have strength and unity.
Absolutely. And
we fall into that whole European kind of thing about the only one person can win and I got to be, you know, king of the hill. We're going to lose.
Exactly.
We come together. And we, you know, and I believe in collaboration, like we're doing now. This is a collaborative activity, and it's like, yeah, Carrie's helping me. I'm helping Carrie. Carrie's helping VASA. VASA's helping Ricky. Man.
Well, you know, Ricky Johnson, that is really the secret to success in business. I believe that the most successful businesses are, of course, from doing the B2B type of relationship. That's what it boils down to, that generates the opportunities. And everybody knows that money spent by, you know, supporting other Black businesses in the community means that those resources are going to improve and exponentially, you know, multiply. And ultimately, it's going to make its way back to you, you know, in our community and our family and friends and all of that. And we can be uplifted. And I think that that's something that really resonates with me. So I'm always happy to hear of services and businesses like what you have, Ricky Johnson, with Janique's Michael. Now, this is nice. Small business services, really good stuff. So real good thing. So marketing and strategies. And the other thing that really I heard you say earlier that really, you know, it landed with me, which is to focus on what seniors need.
Right.
There's very little talk I hear out here about assisting folks who have who are now seniors. We don't see enough of that. Television looks at it as if these folks are invisible. It's just not a priority, it seems, for them. So I love this. Where did you get that impetus? What was it that said, this is what I need to do?
Hey, Kerry, culturally, we have really taken a bad turn. Back in the day, nobody wondered where grandma and grandpa was going to stay. You knew they was going to be in the back room,
exactly, right, in the
back of the house. Do you have enough money to put them in a, you know, a facility? So
right.
We've lost that. So what happened when I was growing up, I was always influenced by the elders. You know, just the fact they were still around and then they would share, right? That's where we went to get info. Tell me how I get through this. How do I survive that heartbreak? And, you know, how do you advance in a society that seems to be designed for you not to advance? And, you know, these people, they made it because they were still there. They 70 and 80. So that kind of started in my youth. And then as I looked at, as I'm going through sales and, you know, my progression in life, I watched, wow, when you get older, you're getting forgotten. That's sad.
That's right.
And everybody, you know, says, well, you know, they'll retire at 65. And well, you and I both know that model, that old 65 retire model, don't exist anymore.
Exactly. I was about to say, you'll be working till you're like 75.
You'll be working till they plant you in the ground. And so,
yeah, you really do. You really do. It's just sad. I'm sorry, Ricky, there's this video that's out there, and I just, it's so heartbreaking. There's this there's this little, you know, she's a little elderly, but she's out there delivering, I think it was pizza or some kind of, you know, driving one of those, and she falls as she's coming up their porch. Oh, my God. Like, you're, it's just heartbreaking that this lady who clearly probably needs not to be out there so much working like that and should be retired. You know, it's just, it's too much to take. It's almost too much. I really have to tell you, I was just blown away. So when I hear that you are focusing with this group, this forgotten segment of our society,
this is the VASA part of this conversation. That's why I have to really illuminate this.
Yeah.
We both know the problem, right? You just saw it. Hey, man, what is this lady who should be sitting home somewhere, right?
Yeah,
drinking.
Exactly.
What is she doing out here in the weather and dealing with strangers and making no money? She ain't making no money. So now we take over to like a bosser, right? Say, hey, be a sales rep. Come learn this industry. Hey, have some fun and make some money. And guess what? We don't want you out here at 80 and 90 trying to pay your rent.
Exactly. And that really is happening. I'm telling you, folks, this is real stuff right now. And I do like that, again, if you guys out there are just tuning in, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and my guest today, his name is Ricky Johnson, and I just love what you're all about and providing these incredible marketing strategies to help folks, and also with your business called Janique's, Michael's Small Business Services, which is really amazing. you're also, you're not forgetting the folks who need it most, and that is helping to generate additional income streams for our seniors,
sir.
And that's what I love.
Sir.
And
yes,
I want to shout out Mr. Sam Enon from BOBSA.org, again, B-O-B-S-A, Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association. We're so proud, and he's doing some great things. And then, Ricky, now you also, which we're going to also encourage you to sign up at our Hair Radio community so our fans can connect with you easily there as well. You could do that at hrmember.com. It's free, doesn't cost a dime, and they can easily check you out there as well. But in addition to that, you're out there across social media. How can folks find you on your site and social media type information?
Okay. The simplest way to do it, Carrie, again, is
just
go to OneRicky, R-I-C-K-E-Y, either one or the word one or the number one. Doesn't make any difference.
You got
com.
It. Okay. OneRicky.
Yeah,
that means there's only OneRicky.com.
You got it, brother. All day long.
I love it.
Yes,
awesome. Well, we're going to have to continue. I love what you said about collaborating, and I always look for other folks who are out there providing marketing services. We do a lot of that here. We talk a lot about it. We're all about trying to help everybody get somewhere, because I also believe that there is enough for all of us. Time to I couldn't service everybody if I tried. So there's enough for all of us.
I got to throw this in real quick.
Yes.
You just hit the key that people forget. So we always, you know, Black folks always talk about the crab mentality and, you know, understand something. Just in the industry you're in, an industry Sam's in, that's a multi-billion-dollar business. Imagine,
correct,
bro, if you could get 1%. There's 48 million identified Black folks. We ain't going to talk about the ones that didn't identify.
Right,
there's
right.
48 million Black folks who generate consistently and annually millions of dollars of consumption. And if you can get, even in just your city, 1% of that action, what that translates to in terms of dollars, you're done.
Absolutely.
That's what we're missing, it, man. Do you understand? We are considered a niche. This is the crack up. We're a niche market in every major market out there. So when we buy, even though we spend millions, we are not treated like a significant market share.
No, so we're not. We over-index as people of color, but we are not given the credit for driving these numbers.
Oh,
and
that's
part
of that engine. Yo, you own it. And here's what I'm saying again, and Carrie, if people would realize, quit trying to go somewhere, ain't nobody inviting you. Go service the people
who want
to work with you.
Exactly.
And you can be a specialist with those folks. You become a subject matter expert with those folks. And now the revenue, we keep talking about keeping the money in the community. Give people a reason to keep the money in the community. They keep thinking those services are not available, so they go outside. Man, it's like the Black Wall Street. Back in the day, the reason we prospered wasn't because we were super smart. We was forced to work with each other. Then desegregation came along, diluted our strength, and here we are.
Exactly. And I always say to folks, that's really, I believe, a real key ingredient to success. And that is that working together, connecting with other folks who are like-minded, who are business-oriented, and you will literally go through the rooftop with what you're able to accomplish. And that's what we do. Sam does it over at BOBSA.org. I do it at hairradio.com and the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're doing it at Janique's. This is really incredible, and I am so proud. I really am, and I hope this is just the beginning, because I know you're going to be helping Sam and working with him out there as well, and that means that
Ricky Johnson. We're going to be having you to come back here often.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Okay, yes, absolutely. Because, you know, our fans, they are looking for different types of marketing strategies. So the next time that we have you to come back, we're going to have you to break it all down, tell everybody have
yes,
a pen and paper ready for Ricky
yes.
Johnson.
I got something for him. I got it for him, Kerry. I got it.
I love it. So we're going to remind everybody, give everybody your websites and how they can connect with you again, Ricky.
Okay, and I appreciate that. Yeah, oneRicky.com. You can also call me at 623-455-6364. Either way, it's going to be a great day.
All right, folks. You heard it right here. Thank you so much, Ricky. Awesome job, by the way. Awesome
Thank
job.
You, Kerry. I appreciate it. And let me just say this to your audience. Listen,
yes.
folks, I appreciate Kerry Hines so much. This man has been trailblazing for decades. He's maintained to stay in a very competitive market. In order to bring this show to you, he puts in a lot of work. And I'm definitely grateful to him. And for Sam turning me on to him.
Thank you. That is really nice, Ricky. Much appreciated. Well, listen, we're going to do this together. So thank you so much. And welcome aboard. Okay.
Thank you.
We're going to, yes. Awesome. Awesome to have you. Okay, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to this morning. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Just one look at you. lies ahead of me. Seems impossible to face when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. I know it's gonna be
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins. Stay tuned.
Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's Just Salon Towels.
As black women, we deal with it. The whole thing about, do you show up with your natural hair? You know, braids, y'all. You know, but you know, as first lady, I did not wear braids. The first black. Yeah, I mean, we gotta ease up on the people.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Thursday morning, February 23rd of 2023. I am Carrie Hines, and we are live this morning. It's about 8:36 in the morning, East Coast time, and if you're out in the Central Time Zone, about 7:36, it's our broadcast number 829 today, 829. Hope you guys had a chance to kind of tune in. That was Michelle Obama talking about wearing natural hair. Just wanted to mention that. And on before that was Mr. Ricky Johnson from Arizona. doing, you know, taking care of the marketing talk this morning. And I just want to say, Ricky, if you're out there tuned in, that we're going to get you back soon. I'd love for Ricky to kind of, you know, be with us regularly to make that kind of a contribution. I think I enjoyed what he had to say. I was listening back with all of you. Nicole Marie, my amazing co-star from out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Nicole Marie, good morning again. Welcome to the
Good morning
Spotlight
again.
Hour.
Yes. Happy Spotlight
did
Hour.
Yes. Well, did you catch any of what Ricky had to say this morning?
I did. I thoroughly enjoyed that. I loved his focus on senior needs and just focusing on their economic situation. I love that. I love that.
Me too. I think that was the first time we've had that covered on the show.
Yes. Yes.
So, that was quite interesting. And and we need to focus on the seniors.
We do.
Need to focus on the seniors. I want to get Hopkins back in, Michael Hopkins, to the conversation as well. Michael, what do you say when you heard Ricky talking about working with the seniors? Your work with veterans quite often introduces you to this community as well. You have a lot of folks in the senior community that you assist. So what did this resonate with you at all, Michael Hopkins?
Oh, very much so, Carrie. Not only does it resonate with me personally, it does resonate with me with veterans, because the majority of the people that I work with are like me. They're seniors. And
Michael, I didn't
know
you were a senior. Get out of here.
Yeah, that's what they tell me, right? And I can understand exactly what he's saying. But I deal with a lot of veterans that are senior veterans, that they went in the military 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. And they may not be up on a lot of the technology that it takes.
And you'd be surprised. There's some who are. So,
I have a lot of the seniors they are computer savvy. Sometimes they're more savvy than I am. But you know, Carrie and Nicole Marie, the bottom line is this. I can help them. No matter how where they are in life.
Exactly. And Michael, we just want to say this because folks may be just joining us who probably don't have a clue what in the world we're talking about. Michael is an accredited claims agent. Now, let me say this again, an accredited claims agent. He's not just doing talk to help veterans or claiming to help veterans. He can help veterans, and he demonstrates that every week with his own radio show right here on our network. That's called the Vet Talk Radio Show, which airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. So I just wanted to get that on out, Michael, because it wasn't easy for you to become an accredited claims agent. It's not easy for folks to become accredited. And so we don't want to just gloss over that. You're doing something, you're helping, and you help the seniors, you help others. You're helping veterans who need it. You're making a difference in their pockets.
And in their lives, and in their lives.
And their lives. Well, you know what? It leads to.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
You can have a better quality of life. Let's just be real about
it. The whole family, Karen.
Actually, you are correct.
That's the beautiful thing about it, that I love what I do. I've had some of the younger veterans.
That's what I was about to say. But hold it. Nicole Marie, didn't it make a difference in your lives personally? My co-host.
It certainly has. Yes. Certainly has.
Well,
Michael has helped me and my husband so much. Luther. He's an Army veteran. And when he first got out of the military, he had filed a claim and had some difficulty because people were just not nice when he was trying to file. And so he got discouraged. He got discouraged when he was denied.
Yeah.
He left it alone because he was discouraged.
Absolutely.
Now, yes, and now.
It would feel like a slap in the face. Listen,
exactly.
You deserve
exactly. Exactly.
You think people would be rallying around you, you know?
Right,
you know?
To help you. Yes.
Right.
But that did not happen. And so now, years later, now that, you know, I met Michael and introduced Luther to Michael, and we started the process again. And
yes.
He's already received one rating. We're waiting to hear back on another claim that he has filed now. And now things are in motion. And so I just thank Michael so much for all of his help, for all of just his passion, just to help people. Not only help us, but help anyone that is interested in filing a claim and understanding the process. And he brings every week. Yes.
Yeah.
So
wherever
thank
you,
you
are,
Michael. Because... Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you
Nicole
guys. Are...
Thank you. Thank
you
for sharing.
Are my family.
Well, yeah. You guys are doing a great job. And, of course, Michael Hopkins, we thank you. You know, the world thanks you. We really do. And so continue to do what you're doing. We're building you out. And using my talent to help build you out, sir. So you've heard it right here, folks, where you'll have a sprawling presence online. And the world, they just better, they think they've heard and seen everything. They think they've seen the best of you already. They ain't seen nothing yet. So we're going to make that happen.
Sound like
wait
a plan.
Wait and see. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just wait and see, folks. And I know how to make things happen. Okay, so get ready.
So true.
Yes, and speaking of making things happen, folks, coming up again Monday, March 6th, speaking of Sam Enon from Out in Boston, he will be in town here in New York at IBS, the International Beauty Show. I'll be at the beauty show, too. It's the largest in the country. And we had on the other day, Elizabeth, who runs the entire Jacob Javits IBS beauty show.
Oh, yeah.
ED, we call the ED, that stands for the event director. My friend, I'm raising my hand. I can count. You know, we know everybody. We know where the bodies are buried in the beauty business. And so I count her and so many others. We love I love the folks that we have, the colleagues in the business. And the hair and beauty industry is where we've made our mark. And speaking of which, don't forget my product line. It's called Kerapy. That's Kerrapy. So you ask, why Kerapy? Well, we're going to tell you. First of all, the name comes from, it's my name, but it's, you know, the product line had to represent what I believed in. So it was only natural to name it in my own honor, and it's Kerr. APY, the APY, it's from hair therapy. And so when you put it together, you've got Kerapy. And Kerapy.com is the website. And again, I'm super, super honored because the products are distributed around the country and actually overseas as well, but we'll talk about just domestically right now. And we have folks like Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins. You guys both have your own product distributorships with Kerapy.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about that, and we have some other things to get into. But first, Kerapy, what does this mean? Nicole Marie, let me start with the Queen of the Morning. What does it mean to be a Kerapy?
Thank you, Kerapy.
You have royalty distribution.
Yes, I do. Royalty distribution is focused on the young girls and the women and just supporting them with growing healthy hair. And also addressing the issues of hair loss. There are so many girls and women that suffer from conditions that contribute to them losing their hair. And so my focus is on education, just helping them with their hair journey, and just the whole process of growing their hair and treating their hair with Kerapy.
Wow, that is incredible. And I thank you for that, Nicole Marie, because, you know, as you just heard a little while ago, there was a little clip I played with Michelle Obama talking about America just wasn't ready when she was in the White House for her natural hair. So Carapi is about all natural and what drives that and where we should be and what the focus should be. Because we're starting to see the damage that having only one beauty standard has caused.
Exactly. Exactly.
The fallout. I'm sorry to use that, you know, no pun intended, but we're seeing the fallout literally from, you know, using heat on our hair textures. Whether you are, you know, just having a curlier, tighter, more tighter curled coil pattern, we're seeing the fallout. I say, listen, don't use heat. Don't use heat. It's that simple. You want hair, don't use heat. It's really simple.
Right. It makes a difference.
Keep your hair
right.
moisturized, folks. Keep your scalp, rather. Keep your scalp moisturized. Use relaxers. And don't put them on little girls' hair. I mean, it's really that simple. Not even adults should be using it, let alone kids. So I'm sorry, but the truth, you guys just need to hear the truth.
That's it.
And the reason that you have not, that messaging hasn't been so clear, is because you have certain manufacturers who stand to benefit. And then you have
right.
folks, some folks who are providing the styling side who will go ahead and throw a relaxer on anyway. Now, I've seen
exactly.
so-called natural shops, and they will take, they have big old, now I'm natural, we natural shop, natural. And I've sat there in these shops. I'm not just talking out on the side of my mouth. And they take you in the back room and throw a relaxer in your hair. So just be aware of all of this, folks, so you can make up your own mindset and determination and what you're trying to accomplish. This morning we led in with the attorney, Mr. Navon Ward. We just appreciated him taking the time this morning to talk to us.
Oh, yes.
He was fabulous,
yes.
by the way.
Yes, he was.
And, right? And he had the audacity, he spoke about a TV actor who you guys know named Blair Underwood. Blair starred
Blair Underwood many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Blair because he was in, it seems like he's always
amazing
tied
actor.
To our broadcast at Hair Radio. He played in the Madam C.J. Walker story that's on Netflix that you guys know that we've interviewed Madam Walker's great-great-granddaughter ourselves right here on our show. And if that's not enough, we also interviewed singer Tony Terry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way back in the day. Well, Tony Terry's video was actually directed by, guess who? Blair Underwood.
Yeah.
So
full circle.
Yes, it's a full circle. Well, that's what Hair Radio does, and it recognizes all of that. And we just love all of this. It's just, I don't know, maybe it's just fun. I enjoy hearing all these wonderful little tidbits and how we can weave everything in, and pardon the pun there, but we can weave everything in and out with hair and beauty and community on this broadcast, and I just appreciate Michael Hopkins, and myself, Carrie Hines. I also wanted to take a moment, in addition to talking about Carapi. Carapi will be on display at the New York Live event on Monday, March 6th in Manhattan. That's in New York City. You can go to carriehines.hair. That's K-E-R-R-Y-H-I-N-E-S. Dot hair instead of dot com, carriehines.hair, and it'll take you specifically to the hair event info. You can get tickets at eventbrite.com. So lots of really wonderful good things. I want to shout out at Jess Salon's House. You guys have been hearing their commercial. They have been wonderful. We're going to be doing a big partnership with JessSalonsHouse.com. Go to their site if you need to, if you have a salon. They're for professionals, so if you're trying to get a few towels in your bathroom, this ain't the folks for that.
No,
these
not
are,
the right place.
right. Salon.
These are for the professional hair salon. If you have a spa, if you have a personal care business, you may be a masseur or a masseuse. You may be a barber. These, and they have small enough quantities, so you don't have to worry about, you know, where you're going to stack these and where you're going to keep them, because in a lot of shops, you guys are worried about space and limitations. Believe me, I know. Okay, I used to be partnered in a salon out of New Jersey, so I've paid my dues, and I've never shared that with Michael and you guys. You guys didn't know that, but yeah,
wow.
I used to also do that. I was partnered in a braiding shop down in Newark, New Jersey, as well. So we'll talk about that one day. But yeah, Rugged Evolution, our legacy sponsor, they've been with me for years. Phenomenal folks, and we're going to get them back on. I need to check in with them and see how they're coming along as well. We love them. They have been very supportive of our efforts. And when it comes to beard care, they're top of the line. Again, Rugged Evolution Beard Care. We love them. Heal and Go. You guys have been, Gail Bruni is the proprietor of Heal and Go.
Right.
That's H-E-A-L, the letter N, like Nancy, and Go, G-O. So Heal and Go. And Gail is going to be at our event as well.
Awesome.
I'm like, oh my gosh, everybody's landing in New York. Oh boy. Yeah, the pressure's on, guys. The pressure is on. So we're going to have a great time. Gail Bruni from Heal and Go. Gail is going to be there. Katrina, I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, is coming from.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be great.
And she's one of the former producers from Michael's Vet Talk Radio Show. She's also a therapy user. She buys whatever is out with therapy. Katrina is first to place orders for that. And we just love and appreciate it. And the full therapy is going to be on display there. Going to see a lot of that. Plus, we got some free, we have some giveaways and all that wonderful good stuff. I'm opening up, and just so that you've heard it here, this is the only place you're going to hear, but I'm opening up with a special talk. That's all I'm going to say. You need to be there. There will be parts of it that are live streamed, but not the whole thing. So it's going to be, it's a unique, when I do something like this, you don't want to miss when I, because I don't go all to everybody's little thing here and there. I'm very, very particular and selective about what type of appearances I make. So when I make an appearance, I guess it is an important one. As this, and folks are coming out. They're coming out. Yes, like I've had some of them say who have, you know, they're coming out for the first time, and they're like, Carrie, what do you want me to say? You know, what do you want me to say about you? And I said, if you think you're coming to this event to promote me, you really don't have an idea of what what this is all about. First of all, I don't need you to really promote me so much. What I do need is for you to share what you do. That's why you've been invited, to talk about your efforts in terms of entrepreneurship and share that with our event patrons, our attendees. Mm-hmm. That's the difference I need you to make. I do. I think I got it covered on my own about pushing myself out there.
Yeah, so, I think so.
Yeah. So let's just have you share your expertise with the fans and with the folks who will be there. So I'm excited. I think we have a lot. Now, also want to make sure that you guys know, music-wise, he's going to be taking over the middle part of the show, literally. Kyle Knight is going to be performing live.
I'm so excited to hear Kyle.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Kyle has been working on his music set. His playlist, what he's going to be performing. And I saw Kyle perform. He was at our event back, we did a Hair Nation Expo in Queens, New York, back in 2017. This is how long ago it's been. And he was there. He rocked the entire place. I saw folks that I didn't even know could move.
Wow.
I didn't know they could move.
Wow. Wow, good stuff.
I was like, whoa, okay. I peeked my head in because I was so busy, you know, as you know, when I, you know, when you run things. So I'm walking all around and running all around. I peeked my head in and looked. There were people just the arms swaying. Kyle was gliding across the floor. The place,
great music,
the was electric. So I just want to tell you guys, this is going to be a day that we will not forget. I think it's going to be fun. I will be having some beer and wine, water and things like that. You need to eat before you get there. The theater did not want me to bring in food. I would have gladly had a smorgasbord. But there are many places around the location of the Jane Frankel Theater in New York City that you can eat there. This is the East Village in Manhattan. So for those of you who do know New York City, the East Village is a lovely area. It's quite beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's one of the more upscale communities in New York City. So there are tons of places to eat and drink and be merry and just have fun. And we're gonna be doing that.
Right.
For you guys who are, you know, and for all kinds of things about the event, we have videos and all of that stuff out there with complete details on my website at, simply go to carriehines.hair. If you go to that, you'll see everything right there about the event. Just move down a little bit on screen if you're on a laptop. And I'm just enjoying all of this. I really am. Michael, you're going to be zoomed in. We're going to be zooming in with you.
Yes.
Definitely. I'll be on my best behavior, Carrie Hunt.
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping so, Michael Hopkins. And,
yes, no
Nicole
pajamas
Marie.
And, you know, bathrobes, some bonbons.
Oh,
no, that's not going to happen.
Okay. And I can see Michael there. Are you going to put on your cap, your Army cap, Michael Hopkins?
I sure will. Be saluting to all the veterans out there.
Awesome. And this show is going to be devoted. We're going to make a special little announcement in honor of our veterans. We support you. We appreciate you. And thank you again. And we salute you, Michael,
thank
as well.
Thank you so much.
New ACA.
Hoorah.
Okay. Hoorah. Okay, folks. Well, we've got a lot. Well, I guess we don't have a lot more to go this morning. We have about another minute. So we'll see you guys tomorrow for a new edition. Friday's going to be special, guys. Let me just quickly say, you don't want to miss it. We got two amazing live guests between 8 and 9 in our spotlight. Tomorrow, please join us from 6 to 9 a.m. for a brand new edition of the Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins. That's Tuesday, but the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll see you first thing tomorrow at 6. And thank Ricky Johnson and all the folks who are guests on the show today. We appreciate it. We'll see you back
here
tomorrow. Nicole Marie, great job. Michael Hopkins, great job. All right, here's the outro.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire